Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Make Money Easy by Lewis Howes is a personal finance and mindset guide aimed at people who want less stress about money and more freedom in how they live and work. Known for translating self-improvement ideas into practical habits, Howes frames wealth as a combination of clear goals, emotional health, and repeatable systems rather than luck or complicated jargon. The book encourages readers to look beyond quick fixes and instead build a stable foundation that supports long-term financial security. It connects day-to-day decisions like budgeting, earning, and saving with deeper issues like self-worth, fear, and the stories people carry about money. In an accessible, motivational style, it highlights how confidence, relationships, and service can influence income and opportunity. Readers can expect guidance on simplifying money management, creating reliable cash flow, and building a life that feels rich in time, purpose, and options, not only in dollars. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining wealth as freedom, purpose, and peace. A central theme is that money works best when it serves a clear definition of a rich life. Rather than treating wealth as a number to chase, the book pushes readers to define what financial freedom actually looks like for them, such as reduced anxiety, more time with family, the ability to travel, or the option to leave a draining job. This reframing matters because it changes behavior. When the goal is freedom, spending choices and career decisions become easier to evaluate. The book encourages clarifying values, setting lifestyle targets, and translating them into concrete financial milestones. It also highlights that feeling rich is influenced by mental and emotional factors, including gratitude, confidence, and the ability to manage stress. By focusing on peace and intention, readers are guided to avoid common traps like lifestyle inflation, comparison, and status spending. The practical outcome is a personal definition of enough and a plan to build toward it. This approach can help readers replace vague ambition with measurable goals and align daily habits with the life they want to lead. Secondly, money mindset and the hidden beliefs that shape earning. The book emphasizes that financial results often reflect internal beliefs and identity. Many people carry unexamined stories, such as money is hard to earn, rich people are greedy, or I am not good with finances. These narratives can quietly drive avoidance, underpricing, overspending, or fear of visibility. Howes' style generally links performance to self-worth and encourages readers to identify their money triggers, emotional patterns, and the origin of their beliefs, whether from family experiences, past failures, or cultural messages. The goal is not positive thinking alone, but building a healthier relationship with money so action becomes easier. Readers are encouraged to replace shame with curiosity, to treat money skills as learnable, and to practice consistency even when emotions fluctuate. This topic also connects to confidence in asking for raises, negotiating rates, and pursuing bigger opportunities. When mindset improves, readers can take smarter risks, stay persistent through setbacks, and maintain boundaries that protect their time and energy. The overall takeaway is that financial growth is not only math, it is behavior, and behavior is heavily influenced by belief. Thirdly, simple systems for control, budgeting, cash flow, and debt. A practical pillar of the book is building straightforward money systems that reduce overwhelm. Instead of complex spreadsheets that most people abandon, the emphasis is on repeatable routines that make the basics automatic, knowing what comes in, what goes out, and what needs to be prioritized. Readers are guided to create a clear picture of cash flow, separate essential expenses from discretionary spending, and decide on a structure for saving and giving. The book also highlights the psychological relief that comes from organization, such as setting up automatic transfers, building a bill paying routine, and using simple categories that match real life, and see, debt is treated as a major barrier to freedom because it steals future options. The approach encourages readers to choose a payoff strategy, reduce high interest burdens, and avoid new liabilities that do not support long-term goals. By tightening systems, readers can reduce money anxiety, prevent leaks, and create predictable progress. The result is a foundation that supports bigger moves like investing, entrepreneurship, and career transitions. Fourthly, earning more through skills, service, and personal brand. Beyond cutting expenses, the book pushes the idea that income growth is often the fastest path to financial freedom. It frames earning as a byproduct of value creation, problem solving, and communication. Readers are encouraged to develop high leverage skills, improve how they present their work, and build relationships that lead to opportunities. In line with Howes' broader work, this topic likely highlights the role of confidence, networking, and visibility, including telling a clear story about what you do and who you help. The book steers readers away from get-rich schemes and towards sustainable strategies like career advancement, negotiating compensation, creating side income, and building scalable offerings. It also connects wealth with service, When you solve meaningful problems and deliver results, you create trust and demand. Readers can apply this by identifying their strengths, choosing a marketable direction, and consistently improving their craft. This earning focus supports the broader promise of living richer, because increased income can fund savings, reduce debt faster, and expand choices without requiring extreme frugality. Lastly, building long-term security with saving, investing, and protection, the book positions financial freedom as a long game supported by disciplined saving and sensible investing. Once basic systems are in place, readers are guided to build emergency reserves, plan for irregular expenses, and create buffers that prevent panic decisions. It highlights the idea that financial stability is not only about earning, but about keeping and growing what you earn. Investing is framed as a tool for compounding, helping money work in the background while you focus on health, relationships, and meaningful work. The book also emphasizes protection, such as avoiding unnecessary risk, planning for setbacks, and making choices that preserve your future earning ability. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of habits and time horizon rather than trying to time markets or chase trends. This topic connects back to lifestyle design. The point of saving and investing is to buy options, including the ability to pivot careers, start a business, take care of family, or recover from unexpected events. The takeaway is a balanced framework for growing wealth steadily while keeping life priorities at the center. In conclusion, Make Money Easy is best for readers who want practical financial progress without drowning in technical language, as well as anyone who suspects their mindset and habits are the real blockers. It fits people early in their money journey, those rebuilding after setbacks, and ambitious earners who still feel anxious or disorganized. The benefit is a more integrated approach to wealth. You learn to connect your values with clear goals, put simple systems in place for cash flow and debt, and build confidence around earning and opportunity. That combination can reduce daily stress while creating measurable momentum toward freedom. Compared to similar personal finance books that focus narrowly on budgets or investing tactics, this one stands out by tying money to identity, emotional patterns, and lifestyle design. It aims to help you make better decisions consistently, not just follow a one-time plan. If you want a guide that supports both the inner work and the outer actions, and you prefer motivation paired with structure, this book is worth buying because it can help you create lasting change that feels aligned with your definition of a richer life. If you would like to support Lewis Howes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.